Hello, and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through interviews with other guests and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to the Voice of Intuition podcast. I'm Susan Jane, your host for the podcast, and today we have got some wonderful guests on, but I'm going to tell you more about that in a minute. Let me do the things that I need to do. I have to say, would you please subscribe, like, and share the podcast, I don't know, connect with us. Yeah, that this is why we're here, so you can connect with us and connect with the guests and, you know, just say hi, give us a bit of feedback. We're more than willing to listen to that. But with no further ado, I want to introduce this wonderful young man. Now, I'm not going to tell you a lot about him, and because I don't normally do that anyway, because I want him to share his story. It's an amazing story and you're going to get a lot out of it. All right, so with no further ado, welcome on board, Coach Lee.
Hey, thank you so much, Susan, for having me.
Oh, you are more than welcome. Now, you have got a story and a half, so, and we've not had anyone on the show with your type of story as yet, so I am really excited to hear how you got, because you're talking about fitting in with people or finding your tribe, and then you flip it and you go, hang on, that's not what life's all about. It's about attracting your vibe. And I loved how you put that together. So tell us a little bit about it yourself. How did you get to where you are today? My story.
All right. I'm so excited to be able to share this story. It has been quite a journey. So I started off as a person who really didn't feel like they were connected with anyone. I grew up in a small town in Ohio. So I'm from the States. I live in the US now still, but I grew up in a small town in Ohio and I just felt disconnected. I felt like a lot of people didn't really understand me and I didn't understand them. And just, we weren't on the same level at all. And I kept in my mind that it's an idea that I have to find the right people. So where I am now, wasn't it. I ended up having an opportunity to go to college. So I left my hometown and I moved about 2 hours away to a place where I had brand new experiences. I met brand new people from different states, from different cultures, different backgrounds. And it was amazing. It was amazing. And I thought, this is where I'm going to find my people. This is it. And sure enough, I felt lonely. I felt lonely and disconnected. And I figured, well, still, I have to go find the right people. So just this wasn't it. Maybe the entire state of Ohio was broken and it wasn't it. So that's what I thought. So I had an opportunity to move again. So I left Ohio completely for the state of California. There, I was able to reinvent myself. There, I was able to connect with more people. There, I even found myself doing a lot of karaoke. And I found myself on the scene a whole lot where people really knew me. They'd high five me. They'd say hello to me. And I thought, this is it. These are my people. This is where I want to be. And sure enough, I felt lonely. I felt disconnected. And there's another thing that I was hearing along the way of you got to find your people. You also have to be your authentic self. I've heard that a whole lot too. So find your people. Be your authentic self. So here I am thinking that, well, maybe I haven't found my people because I'm not being my authentic self. That's it. I want to back up just a little bit and share with you that, well, I am a trans man. So I've already felt like, you know, I can't really share anything about who I am to other people. I didn't feel like I could. So I decided that, well, this isn't the state for it either. And I need to leave the state and move to another place. I ended up moving to a much larger city, Chicago, where I am now. And I found the right people. to help me with the transition. They helped me with the vocabulary. They helped me with everything I needed to understand about the transition, about what I was experiencing. And I thought for sure I was going to be connected to those people. I was going to be genuine friends with them. I have found my tribe. And this was a time that Caitlyn Jenner was coming out as well. I thought, well, this is perfect. Nothing can go wrong with this. But unfortunately, I still found myself disconnected, still feeling lonely, still feeling like I couldn't share something with these people. Even though we've had this experience together, I was dumbfounded, really. And so I'm thinking that I'm sharing my authentic self with people. And I've moved so much. I've moved to the second largest city, probably now third largest here in the US now, where there's a whole lot of people that if I can't find my tribe, then there must be something that I was doing wrong. And so I did figure that that was it. I was something I was doing wrong. I ended up going to counseling or therapy and talk therapy with a group therapy session. And there is where I learned to understand more about my actions and my behaviors and what I was doing in the little interpersonal relationships that I was having with people. So it wasn't that I didn't find my tribe. It was something that I was doing that didn't put me in proximity with people that I could connect with, or I didn't attract the kind of people that I wanted to be with. There was something about my behavior. And so discovering that made me realize that, wow, everybody should know this. Everybody's got to know this. I know how good it feels to make a connection with another person. I know how to do it. I've got to tell everybody. So that's how I've become a coach. That's why I'm here today talking to you.
Wow, that's an amazing story. So you would have, like going through all of that, you would have had so much happening. So you're trying to find the right people, mm-hmm. but you weren't feeling right inside as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I was not feeling right inside. And I could say also that I would back up to when I was in a, but this is something that has happened. It's a pattern of behavior. And that's why I call my company Patterns of Possibility, because I looked at these patterns of behavior that I was doing that put me in a situation where I always felt like I could not be myself. When I was growing up, there were things that I wanted to express that I learned that if I express those things, if I expressed personality, if I expressed ideas, if I expressed interests, people would tell me, no, you're not allowed to be interested in that, or that's stupid, or you're stupid. So I better just hide those things, just blend in, hide and blend in. So I found myself doing that a lot.
And it's strange, like you're talking about this physical aspect of yourself, as far as hiding, or, you know, there's that the emotional and the other aspects to it, but you found yourself hiding who you really were. And I know as a child, I hid a lot of things too. Like, but because mine was intuitive and mine was these messages and this understanding, I hid that as well. So I wasn't being true to myself. So even though you're talking about transgender and changing in that aspect, which a lot of people look at it only as the physical aspect, which we know is incorrect.
Right, right.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot, definitely a lot more to it than that. But yeah, I guess actually when you think about that, that makes it one more step up, doesn't it? Because
yes,
you were going through all this emotional stuff like I was going through it, but you actually had to change physically, whereas I didn't have to.
Yes. And, you know, to your point, Susan, I think that people really just want to be understood at the end of the day. At the end of the day, the messages that you are receiving, the information that you had, you wanted to put it out there and have somebody say, wow, that's interesting, or be interested in it, or let's hear more about this, not shame you, not shun you, not hurt you for you just expressing what is natural and normal to you. Right? You want someone to understand. Yeah. And furthermore, you want someone to understand that experience. So I'm glad that you said that, because it really relates to the fact that everybody has this kind of experience. Now, you can see a physical manifestation on me because I changed physically. But within us, we all have what I've discovered. I don't want to say we all have. I'm going to be careful with my generalization. But most of us have something that we really deeply, truly want to share with someone else, but we're afraid to do that.
Yes.
And unbeknownst to me, my pattern of behavior was to put myself in the situations where I had something I deeply, truly wanted to share with someone, but I couldn't share with other people. And what I mean is, like, well, before transitioning from female to male, I was also dating women. And so I found myself in situations where, well, my family wasn't really particularly thrilled about that. So I found myself in a situation where I can't share that with them. And so I go away to a group of other people, like I'm at work. Well, I can't share that with them. And then after I move from Ohio to California, I found myself like, oh yeah, I can share that with them. But now I can't share that I'm trans with them. Oops, can't do that. And I found myself doing things like that. So I'll go to Chicago and I'm like, all right, I'm about around a bunch of trans people. Oh, now I can't share the fact that I have a Black experience with them because most of them are not people of color. I've just always found myself in situations where it was intuitive for me to just be like, they're going to hate me if I say something. But I unconsciously put myself in situations just like that. And so I decided, though, that I would take this knowledge of myself and I would just try and see what happens. Just put myself in a new situation. Mm. So during therapy, I told them that I was going to go out and I was going to meet somebody. I was going to make a friendship. I was going to talk to somebody. Do it. Just do it. So this is here in Chicago after I've already transitioned. And I go to a comedy club and I meet somebody. We're talking. They have a beer. I have a beer. And they mentioned to me, this guy, he had mentioned to me that he has never seen a trans person before. He has no understanding of the process or why anyone would ever want to do that.
Yes.
And I thought, Lee, this is your moment. Tell this man about you and your experience and you will become friends. That's what I was thinking. Open up to people. Don't be afraid anymore. And so I proceed to tell him that I'm trans. And he just stops talking. His eyes bug out.
Yeah.
Jaw drops. And he says, no more words. And he leaves. Gone. Entire venue. Gone. Completely. And then Susan, if that isn't the manifestation of all the fears and all the rejection I thought was in my head happening right in front of my face.
Yeah.
And then what to do with that? I fortunately had a group of people that I could cry to about it. But after that, I was like, well, they pointed out to me that I didn't die. I was okay. Essentially, the thing I had been afraid of my entire life happening happened right in front of me. I was rejected for something that I thought I could share with someone. And I just became stronger with it.
Wow. I love how you've said that, because it is just, it's above all, it's connected to all of us. Yeah. It's that feeling of being rejected. It doesn't matter who you are, what you are, where you are. When you get rejected, it hurts. It really, really hurts. Mm-hmm. And it is hard. But the other thing I liked, I just wanted to reiterate on this, Coach Lee, too. The other thing I really, really liked and got the clear understanding of is that there's areas of your life that you struggle to share with. And this is for everybody. I guess I'm talking from my point of view. There was areas in my life that I struggled to share with. And when you're talking about, oh, I can share that, I'm colored here, but I can't share that I'm transgender, or I can share that, but I can't share this. I have found in my life, I have friends, I have groups of people and friends that is exactly the same. I can share spirituality with some of them, but mm-hmm. I certainly wouldn't share relationships with another one, you know, and we have to really be mindful of who we are sharing with.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and if we are authentic, then we're doing it in the right manner. So, yeah, I really loved how you put that down, because that really, you like, oh my goodness, for you, it's everything is just tenfold bigger, isn't it? It's like, oh my goodness.
Yes.
Not only are you coping with this, you're coping with so much more. So, yeah, I want to take my hat off to you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And to your point, I mean, I really do believe that there is some safety in providing information for people who need it and people who don't need it. So what I learned in that experience with sharing I'm trans to a random person is that that's probably oversharing and traumatizing. And that's not information for this person to know. So I learned how to open up slowly, pay attention, because we're both not, I was not connected with this person, and he was not capable of really understanding what my experience was. He actually said it. He said he didn't understand the process. He didn't know anything about it. And he didn't quite say he wasn't interested in learning it. But if I could read the room, we're at a commie venue having a beer, talking about really small, insignificant things. We're supposed to be talking about, you know, just getting to know each other, chit-chatting. Not something that shakes the core of his beliefs. No, we weren't supposed to, that wasn't appropriate for the time. So there is definitely safety and comfort in sharing with other people. But I believe that if you want a really deep connection, there are core things about your personality that you must be able to share with this one person, like your partner. I believe that, wow, if you're going to be really close to have a really close friendship with someone, they need to know that I'm trans. Because yes. I want to trust them with that information. I want to be able to not hide things that are related to me being trans from them, like my dating situation. Oh, I can't date such and such, and they rejected me. Why? Because you seem like a nice guy. Well, because they're not interested in trans people. If I don't have the space to tell them that, then we're not really close friends, because I really need their support. I really need them to help me with the burden that comes with it. If I'm not able to share things like that with them, now I have to think about, well, how are they going to feel if I share this with them? And then also on top of the feeling of being rejected by someone who doesn't want to date me. So I've got all this extra emotional baggage. I've got no space to share with anyone else. There are poor people. There are some people that really deserve to know that information because they genuinely want to help you. And you genuinely want to create a space where you connect with each other. So they want to understand your experiences. So I like this idea, though, that you're saying that you have certain people that you share with. There's certain people I wouldn't share things with. I'm not going to share with you how much money I make. No, that's not your information. That's kind of benign, but it's not your information, right? There's some things that are just for me and close friends to know.
Absolutely. And it's that discerning, knowing it, isn't it? And I like that you sort of said that you overshared at the wrong space, you know, the wrong time. And yes, I have sort of done that too. Yeah, I actually remember with one of my girlfriends who I was going through the marriage breakdown at the time, and I was just, you know, I was constantly whinging and bitching, you know, to put it nicely. I was whinging and bitching about the ex, you know, and she just got to the stage where she said, I've had enough. I don't want to hear it anymore. It's knowing how to read those people and knowing what those connections are like. But before we go on any further, Coach Lee, I do want to actually let people know, because we're doing this video, but we've got obviously got listeners on the podcast. So I want to actually say that your website is called patternsofpossibilities.com. So patternsofpossibility.com, okay, because it's going down on the little ticker, but obviously they can't see that if they're listening to the podcast. So I wanted to put that forward. Now, so I'm going to ask a question, and it's what you've done now is that you've realized that there's groups of people that you can share information with, and there's groups of people that you can share different information with. So you're starting to get these groups and everything else, but it wasn't until you really found out who you were, or you were really authentic, mm-hmm. And you've got that understanding there. So I also want to say that you actually have I'm going to show this on the video. You have a free download on your website for 10 tips of making memorable conversations. And obviously you've learned that the hard way. So tell us a little bit about, I mean, if that's where we're up to in your story, if you've got more to share, you share more. But otherwise, tell me a little bit about how you worked out the 10 tips for making memorable conversations.
I find that delightful, because that's great timing. It is great timing. Yes. Yeah, so I learned about these things the hard way, because like most of us, we do a lot of connection online. I know, because I'm trans, I did a lot of online dating. So this isn't about dating, though, but it's about being able to easily connect with someone or stimulate conversation with a person that you really can't see. You really can't see or really can't read their facial expressions and things like that. And so I developed, like, trying to talk to people, I developed some questions and some tips that will help them get out of their shell and help them get the information that we're looking for, as in, how are we compatible? How are we compatible? And we're always looking for compatibility when it comes to talking to other people. So I developed those 10 tips that way. And one of the things that I realized specifically about conversations online is that I'm waiting and waiting and waiting for a response. And maybe I'll wait, you know, a couple of hours, and then it turns into a day or 2 days. And I'm thinking, didn't we have a great conversation? Like, what happened? Where did we go wrong? And so instead of keeping people wondering, one thing I like to do is just say, hey, right now I don't have time, but we can connect later. Just to put some finality on it, or just to put some certainty rather on it. So if I'm getting ready to do something and I'm busy, I don't just stop texting people because they kind of wonder or they feel ghosted. And I want to make it a process to stay connected with them. I want to let them know how I feel about them and what to expect going further. Because doing those kind of things in life in general, setting expectations for others, makes you a safe person and makes people want to talk to you because they know what they can expect from you. They know that they can expect for you to say goodbye instead of just disappearing into the ether. You know, people like that. I like that. I like that. So those are that's one of the tips that I have. I've come to learn that just talking online in different places. And then also sharing, being vulnerable, how to be a little more vulnerable and share more about you and ask questions that are important to you. So that's what you can expect to find in the 10 tips.
Wow. Oh, that's really cool. And it can be, I find with some of those things, like the 10 tips and different things like that, some of them you look at it and you sort of go, oh, that's, you know, like, that's not big news. That's not. And yet then there's others in there you sort of go, oh, my goodness, I didn't think of it in that context, or I didn't think of it that way. And that's why these little downloads and things like that are so cool, because, you pick up all these little tidbits and they're fantastic.
Yeah, because you can go ahead and search the internet for all kinds of little tidbits and tricks, and you might find one here, one there that kind of work for you. But it's nice to have a compilation of all of them, of what the best that I found that worked for me, and it really helps me make connections. And it's not something that you just need to use online either. It's something that you can use to talk to other people. So the finality and the message, or the ending of the conversation rather. Like, you're talking to someone, you set a time limit for when you want to meet with them. And you say, well, we're going to meet from 1 to 2, and that's it. And you have no obligation to meet any longer than that, because if it's going well, it goes well. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And then you can finish up, or you can connect again later. You can be clear about what you want and set expectations again. It's just providing this opportunity to understand each other.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And being, and again, being authentic too, because too often we'll go into sort of, oh, well, we'll meet you. It's a little bit, because I'm really nerdy and I like to have structure. When somebody goes, oh, you know, we'll meet up next week. And I think, well, you know, next week never actually comes. We need to have, you know, if we're going to meet, we need a date and we need some times and we need to get an understanding of it. So, and I guess a lot of that too, Coach Lee, is my upbringing, because in my days when I was meeting up with all my friends as a teenager, we only had landlines. So you had to make sure everything was in place so you knew where you were going to meet. So, yeah, there was none of this, oh, when I get there, I'll give you a phone. It's like, yeah, no. no landlines.
That's so funny because, nowadays we're pretty spoiled with the text and instant messaging that we can do with each other, just always in touch. So I found that it's really easy to not be clear about what we want because we can be distracted by a lot of other things that are happening. Well, we can text you this time, we can do it this time, or, you know what, let's meet next week because I don't know what my calendar looks like. because you might find something more interesting that shows up. And I find that if you have your values in place, you will be able to choose more quickly. So when I hear things like that, like, well I don't know what's going to be, I would kind of question and say, well, okay, you don't, but within this time, please get back to me so that we can honor each other's time. Otherwise, you don't value my time, and I value my time because that's all I've got. I can never get it back. So that's like an indication of how you might show up and not think about it.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you there. There was something else there in that I wanted to go over as well, but I can't remember what it was. So we don't need to. I know what I was thinking. Yes. It's even, there's even times there when you sort of go, well, I want to catch up with you. I don't know what next week looks like at this stage because I might not have my calendar in front of me or whatever. But I always will say, look, I'll contact you next week, maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, or I'll have a bit more of an understanding and then we can book a time.
Yeah, something like that provides a little bit of certainty, because if you let us go off in our imaginations, well, I just can imagine all kinds of things about why you don't like me, because I'm afraid of rejection and we're not close friends or connected either. Man, there's so many things out there that just make me feel like I'll never be close to anybody.
yeah. And it's really funny too, Coach Lee, because I've got to tell the story about us, how we sort of met. So we've met through Podmatch and we've made a match there, and I wanted to have Coach Lee on my show. And I send out automatic emails with it. And so these emails came out, and there's one there that is about filling out a form so I know what we're going to talk about. And I didn't get any messages back from Coach Lee. And it was like, I'm starting to get a little bit, what's happening? I need to get some feedback because I don't know whether you're going to be there. And of course, the backstory to that is that I've got myself all ready and prepared, and I've come on to record with a guest, and the guests just don't turn up. So it's really quite frustrating because I'm putting all my time and effort in, and they're not turning up. So when I'm not getting any information back from Coach Lee, I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, he's not going to turn up. I'm going to do this all again. And so I did send one more email, and I sent it a different way, and I said, you know, look, I'm going to have to cancel this if you don't contact me or at least fill in the form. And straight away he's there. Oh, I filled it in. Oh, my goodness. I didn't get the emails. So we just expect that. You're getting the emails, you're getting the texts. We just expect that sometimes. We forget that they've got a life that they're doing. And sometimes those messages or the emails for some reason aren't going through. And we rely so much on technology for our relationships that we have to sit back sometimes and just sort of go, hang on, there's things that are happening. You know, if my emails were going to the spam box, of course Coach Lee wasn't seeing them, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, so don't give up. Try again. But I have to share that story because it's so relevant to what we're talking about the connections. Yeah.
It is so relevant. And I'm really glad that you shared that story too, because I'd like to pivot and also like pull out something from that story, which is about boundaries, about the boundaries. And I like to help people develop boundaries because I like to say that your boundaries, they're usually equated to no and setting limits, but they're not about that. If you just reframe it into boundaries are more about saying yes to yourself. So when you didn't get any messages or response from me, it was like, I'm not doing this again. I've already prepped. I've already done all this stuff. And I've had it happen where somebody didn't show up. And I don't want this to happen again. This is an experience that I don't want to happen again. It's about saying yes to me. That's about saying yes to you, rather. That's why I'm no ways like when you said that you had to cancel the podcast, you could have canceled it. I was like, well, okay, then there's something that, you know, I don't understand about her experience. And I want to help people understand boundaries in three ways. I like to bucket them in three ways. I call them your needs, your negotiables, and your nevers. Your needs are specific actions and behaviors that you experience that you would like to have happen again. that you want, you need in your life. Negotiables are actions and behaviors that they don't really strike a strong emotional response from you. And then there are your nevers. These are experiences and behaviors or actions and experiences that you've had that you just don't want to have again, that they strike a negative emotion into you, something that you just would rather do without. And so unbeknownst to me, I bumped right up against to her nevers. To your nevers, Susan. It's like, no, I need this information because I know how much it takes. And with you expressing that to me clearly, I understand that you're honoring yourself. Nothing to do with me, but you're definitely honoring yourself. And that makes you a safe and reliable person to talk to. Even if you have to say no, it makes you a safe and reliable person. Because I can just imagine, now that we're talking about this, I can just imagine if I showed up without filling out the form and you would have been unprepared to do the podcast. That was not, and then I would be dealing with this emotion that you might have. You would be dealing with the emotion that you might have, like, I sent this to you weeks ago but you show up. And so I share that with you because the needs, negotiables, and never are a core foundation of discovering yourself and being able to say yes to yourself, which means setting up boundaries, which means being okay if someone has to reject you or if you have to reject someone. So that is a really great point. And I think that also really quick, expressing that to me doesn't do anything but make us closer, because I know what you need. And as a friend, I would want to honor that. I'm not going to mess that up.
Yeah, that is so nice. And on my side of it, it's like, I don't want to be rude, and because I'm sending this email to a person I don't know, and I'm thinking, I don't want to be rude and say you can't come on the show, but I really do need to have some feedback. And I think that's what I tried to express to you. And obviously it worked really, really well. So we're starting to look at, I'm being negotiable and getting an understanding that you've got a life and you've got things happening and you've got, you know, crap to deal with. And that's the technical term. You've got to deal with that sort of stuff. So I don't want to be pushy or rude and say, do that or else. But in the same token, yes, I need that done. And so I love how you've said that, because I have been true to myself. I have put up, not necessarily a boundary, but I have put up, like it was a boundary. This is it. This is what I need. And I am honoring what I need. So I really respect that. That is so cool.
Thank you so much. And that's why I respect you, because of what you will say. I mean, I believe that. Then because you shared this with me, this is a great example, because you shared it with me and it felt kind of difficult to share, but I could do the same. I believe that now I could be open and honest about something that probably isn't easy for me to share, but I can just share it with you. And I know that you'll respect it because you know what it's like. And that's that understanding that we talked about. And I think that for me, I know that I've just been caught up in the fact that I want to be respectful of how other people will feel. But at the end of the day, at the end of the situation, I've been in so many relationships where it was, I thinking that I'm being polite and I think I'm being kind, but deep down, I'm seething at them. I'm angry because I said, quick story about, I met a woman in my early 30s and I'd heard about boundaries, like I said, and it was all about no, no, no. So I'm going to set limits. And I said, hey, I have this job now. I get up at 5 a.m. and I usually don't get home until like after 5 p.m. So I'd like you not to come over until I had at least a little bit of time for myself. And they said, okay. But then one day they show up. Just as I'm getting home, just I'm putting the key in the door. And I'm like, I know that I said I didn't want you to show up so early. But they said, oh, I know, but I just had to see you. And I was like, well, okay, I guess, because I want us to be happy. I will just let that boundary go. That is no longer a need for me. That can be negotiable. And if they're happy, then I'll be happy. And sure enough, I was not. I was not happy. I was angry because I felt like I had no time to myself. And just that one instance happened over many different kinds of boundaries. Like I just would give up myself so this person could be happy. I would spend less time with myself or doing things that I wanted so I could spend time with them because that's what they wanted. And I thought that our relationship would be great because they're happy. That just wasn't it. That's just codependency. And so saying no to them right then at that time would have been optimal, and sticking to that would have been optimal because then I would be happy. I'm half of the relationship. I have to be happy. I have to be happy. And so if they would have left me, like I would have been afraid of, if they would have left me, then, you know, that would have been a shorter amount of time that I'd spent with them. Because after all of the time that we spent together, I still ended up single. They still ended up leaving me because they weren't happy with me because I wasn't happy with them. So really setting the need and that never out there is really super important.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I call them deal breakers too sometimes. Yes. Like the never I call deal breakers. And I like how you've called them never, because sometimes you do need to experience it first and then go, hey, I didn't like that. That's never going to happen again.
Yes.
But yeah, I know when because, you know, doing life coaching and stuff like that, when people sort of come to you and ask you about different things, and I've said it a few times, well, you know, is that a deal breaker? I remember saying it to somebody, mm-hmm. their partner had an affair. And I said, well, is that a deal breaker to you? And he goes, oh, yes, yes, that's definitely a deal breaker. I said, but hang on, your ex-wife did it to you. It wasn't a deal breaker then.
Mm-hmm. You tell him.
And it's like, okay, so, you know, like when is it a deal breaker? So obviously it's negotiable. If you want to make it a deal breaker, you have to make it a deal breaker. It's got to be a deal breaker. And there's no excuses. There's no comeback from that. I love how you said that. Never negotiable. Exactly. And
Cool.
Before we go any more, I know you're going to keep going, but I just want to say, because I've got the little ticker tape going, you've actually got a free online course too. Mm. Called Understanding Connections. Now, you can talk about that now if you want to, or you can keep going with the story that you were just saying.
Well, your needs, I will talk about them both. I'll just quickly wrap up the needs, negotiables, and nevers. So, those are boundaries, but they're definitely flexible. They're flexible to however you want them to be. So you can experience this never and decide that it's going to be negotiable, but only for good reasons. Only for something that feels good for you and that says yes to you. And I just wanted to make sure that I threw that in there. The boundaries are flexible.
Yes.
So the free online course, the Understanding Connections, is all about the connections that we make in life. So there are three kinds of connections. There's I call them the me, you, and we. Me is the connection with myself, the one that I understand who I am, what I want, and what I need in life. And the connection with you is me and one other person. So it's the interpersonal connection. It's where you share with them what you need, want, and expect in your life, what you expect from them in your life. And then there's the we. That's the bigger one. That's with society. That's with other groups of people. That's the connection that you make with them. So they're all different, but they start with me. So understanding who you are, what your boundaries are. Boundaries, remember, they're not for keeping things out. They define you, what you want, who you are, and how you're going to get it. They define you. So when you're able to communicate that with another person, when you're able to know that for yourself, you'll be able to put yourself in positions and places where you find people who do the things that you want to do. You know, one of the hardest things that I found, a question that I found the answer was, what do you do for fun? What do you like to do for fun? I had no idea who I was or what I wanted. I knew that I worked at a job. I knew that I kind of liked to be challenged. And I watched a bunch of Netflix. That was just it. I didn't have anything else to really say that, oh, I like to do this for fun. So knowing that about yourself will help you be in places where you can connect with people who like to do what you like to do. And then you can talk about the things that you like to talk about, your histories and your history and your hobbies, things like that. It helps you make a better connection.
Wow. So that's a free online course. Free, guys. Come on. Yes. and it's called Patterns of, your website is called patternsofpossibility, .com. So jump on the website and you'll get, actually when you jump on the website, you'll see that Coach Lee's got a lot, or not a lot, I shouldn't say a lot, has got a few different types of things there for free that you can download or you can, you know, jump on to. So get on there and have a look, because I just love this understanding of, you know, the connections and how we do it and how we communicate. And it's not how we communicate, it's how we connect, which is, yes, a little bit different, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes. And I just like to say on that connection, I mean, look at us. We're two different people in different countries. And I'm a trans person. I'm a trans man. But I believe that you can fully understand my experience about hiding myself, because you already expressed that, but to the point where you may have had somebody's eyes bug out at you because you expressed some kind of spiritual to them that they just couldn't fathom, right? And it's, yeah, like, I know what that feels like, and we are connected because I know what that feels like.
Yes, you can empathize with it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember my particular one, which made me close right down, was I was in primary school and I was leaving the school with my older sister, and I remember saying, oh, mum's in a bad mood, and she turned around and looked at me and she goes, how do you know that? And I sort of thought, well, how do you not know that? Like, I thought everybody knew that. And when we got home, mum was in a bad mood, and so my sister did the old bug eyes at me and she goes, it's your fault. And so I stopped then expressing myself. So yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I get that when you're starting to share stuff like that, you know, it is a little bit challenging. Yeah. But I have to say again, Coach Lee, that we are getting close. We are getting close to our time. So I am going to ask you if you've got any more little tidbits for us before we say goodbye.
Well, sure. You know, I do have one last tidbit, and that is that I want to share with you that whatever you're doing, whoever you are, your experience is not unique. It really isn't. Now, that might sound like it's not a word of wisdom, but it is important to know that there is somebody out there who understands what you're going through. They know your experience. They felt it, and they're interested in talking about their experience. They want that connection with you. So it's not about finding those people. It's simply when you be yourself, you are going to find yourself in places with those people who do what you want, who do what you like to do, who behave like you like to behave, and who talk about things that you like to talk about. The vibe will naturally come. They'll naturally talk to each other. So being yourself, you'll attract your vibe.
Oh, absolutely. I love that. I love how you closed that off too. That was really cool. So that's what it is. It's no point looking out externally for your vibe. When you're knowing who you are and you're putting out that right energy, you're just going to attract that naturally, aren't we?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely. Thank you so much. One more time, patternsofpossibility.com. It will be in the description. I would just want to say that. But thank you so much for being on the show. I just loved it, Coach Lee. That was cool. Incredible.
Thank you. I had a really great time connecting with you and talking about something that was real too.
Yeah. Yeah. And we experienced it. So we had a real good way of expressing it. So I really loved it. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to go press these right buttons again. So guys, jump onto the website, patternsofpossibility.com, and have a look. But download that free PDF on 10 tips of making memorable conversations, or join into the online course. That'd be really cool. understanding connections. Okay, so this is not about how you're communicating as much as how you're connecting. So, and we want to really make sure we connect correctly to the right people. So we've got the right people around us. So that's really, really important. It makes our lives a lot more enjoyable, a lot happier when you've got people around that you're vibing properly with. So that is really, really cool. That's me for this week. I am going to press more buttons. I want to say, can you please subscribe to the channel and so you don't miss out on anything? We've got a lot more coming up. I have actually got the next, I think, 3 months already lined up, ready to put out there. So because I'm going on a trip to the UK towards the end of the year, so I'll be on touring the UK. So I'm collecting a few more interviews to make sure you've got plenty to listen to while I'm away. So that is me for now. I will see you next week. Have a great week and bye for now.